Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, the Sabres are back at it tonight. Tampa Bay, the opponent. It's going to get better. It's got to get better. Three-game losing streak going into tonight. He is the host of the Buffalo Sabres on MSG. We're very proud to welcome in Brian Duff into the sports bar with Danger Battaglia. Duffer, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, Brian, look, you're coming to Rochester on Sunday. Let's talk about that first. Are you ready to put
I'm happy.
Yeah. Gonna lace him up here. How good a hockey player are you?
Old and not as good. How would I phrase this? Maybe I was never as good as I thought I was. Yeah. I think that's the biggest problem right now.
This is great. Duffer, you're going to be perfect. I hope we're on the same squad because you and I, we are the same. Your description is exactly how I would describe my game.
Uh-huh.
Old.
And you know what I'm finding? Like, I've been playing more lately. You know, conditioning, of course,
uh-huh.
The big event.
Uh-huh.
And I would say conditioning is going well. I feel like, you know, the stamina is there. But I feel like the more I play, it exactly replicates what happens in golf. The more I play, the more bad habits come in, and the worse I feel about my game. So, oh, well.
We're looking forward to seeing you Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Cross-check cancer, all proceeds to benefit Gilda's Club Rochester. Great organization here locally. And Brian making the trek in from Buffalo for the event as well. So we're very appreciative of that. We were talking earlier this afternoon, Brian, about, you know, what the Sabres, with this time in South Florida, could be doing. I mean, when you get it to a point where they are right now, you know, anything to change things up. I mean, maybe that's what Evan Rodriguez skating on the first line of practice is about. But, you know, Jason Botterill in his comments yesterday essentially saying, you know, Phil Housley's our coach, deal with it. You know, this has to be the low point of the season, yes?
Well, based on their last 36, 37 games, yes. I don't recall too often, you know, a general manager in the middle of the year making something more in line with what the fans would want to hear at this point in time. They're frustrated, obviously, the fans, that is. I'm going to guess that the players are not in the great place, although, you know, Botterill seems pleased with how they're trying to handle the current situation. I don't know if I was surprised that he was as supportive of Housley as he was. I do think it's kind of par for the course for a general manager to do that at this time of year. Every person is entitled to the opportunity to change their mind at some point. So, but you know, I think right now it would have been shocking had he said something different. But you know, the fact of the matter is, it's just real. No matter what he says, it's really hard for anyone to see progress right now, based on a larger, you know, based on a really large sample size here, the last 37 games of play that is barely above last year's pace. Now, you can't just, you know, disregard the first 25 games. They are a big part of this, and hopefully they will still be part of something for this group or another group moving forward. But it's just, it's really hard. And what's really hard now is, like, you get people fighting in the analytics community, and I the more I read stuff, the more I just don't like anybody's opinion, because whatever people believe, they're too far one way, and there's just that nobody can see in the middle, and everybody's disagreeing. It's actually like politics, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, okay, I can't read your quote-unquote logic. I can't listen to your argument right now because there just seems to be no middle ground. And that's disappointing based on how good the feelings were, you know, as recently as early December.
Sabres in Tampa Bay. You can see them tonight. Your host, Brian Duff, joining us here in the sports bar. How much of what's going on, when we say toughness, it's also mental toughness. And I just go back to the Florida game where you're up 3-1 and all of a sudden, boom, blink of an eye, you're up 1-0 and it's 3-1 you're down in a blink of an eye, Brian. So how many times have we seen that over the past few years where the Sabres give up goals in bunches? How do you get a team to be a little more mentally tough?
Well, that's, for me, the hardest part to figure out right now because, and a loss is a loss, although some, as we know, do garner a point, and those are a little more palatable. That's what's disappeared here. They're not even staying, I can't say they're not staying in it. I mean, prior to the Florida game, I mean, they were in the last 5 minutes of one-goal games against the Rangers and the Devils. Could have taken points out of them, instead never got the tire, but gave up two more. This is a huge problem for me, is that they're not even ending the night in one-goal losses right now. And that's what the game is typically in the NHL. Hang in there till the end, and you're that close to at least eking out a point. Like, for as poor as the record shows the last 37 games, give me five more games where they eked out a point, and we are having a completely different discussion right now. And that's troublesome. So I don't know how to explain it, quite frankly, at this point in time. Yes, they've had a common and consistent problem all year long of giving up goals right after they score, which, you know, kind of sucks a little bit of the life out of you. But this latest trend of giving up more goals in bunches is it falls on everyone, obviously, from the coach all the way through the lineup. And I guess if you're looking, I don't know if it's a silver lining, but I don't think there's one area that you point at right now. I think they are guilty as an entire group of not finishing the job.
Brian, it's a bad stretch, obviously, right now for the Sabres, but maybe I can help pull in the extremes of both sides of the argument in a little bit. And when you think of Jason Bottrell and you think of Randy Sexton organizationally, I mean, the word he used day one, the day he was introduced as GM, was development. And you know, you can say that this team is, of course, in a better place now than they were last year, and that they are trending in the right direction, even though you mentioned the last 37 games, it doesn't feel like they're trending in the right direction. Is that worth even mentioning at this point, the idea that, you know, in terms of development, that they are on the right trajectory?
Well, again, I hear the harshest critics out there when they say, of course there's going to be improvement. Last year was one of the worst ever in franchise history.
Of course.
So I get that. I can't fully answer it based on, I want to see what their end point total is. I mean, if they're, like, we were, based on how the first 25 went, certainly anticipating a high 80s point total. I think that was probably something that I was projecting at the start of the year, which was not likely to get them into the playoffs, but enough to stay for a certain length of time in the hunt. And that's kind of what's happened. I'll be disappointed, though, if they, you know, if they're not still quote unquote in it, meaning within 6 or 7 points, you know, into mid-March. Yeah, I think it's disappointing. I'm happy that Rochester, you know, is having another strong year. I would say that, you know, to temper that a little bit, an incredible job has been done organizationally by Jason and especially Randy to make sure that they've got really, really great depth from a veteran standpoint with Roch, and I think that has been enormous for them. And, you know, so I don't know how many of those guys are making that jump next year to Buffalo. The hope is that they get an incredible end of season, a better end of season in Rochester this year than what transpired last year. But there are no guarantees of that. I mean, one could argue that Syracuse is still the best team in that circuit, even though they're right behind Rochester right now. So it's going to be a heck of a grind to just to get through a round or two for the Amherst, I think.
Brian Duff joining us here as follows the Amherst as closely as the Buffalo Sabres. And you've covered the National Hockey League for years, Brian, and this is always a fun time for fans. The trade deadline coming up on Monday. But for a team right now that is in a rut like the Buffalo Sabres, what is it like being a player for a team that is struggling right now and hearing it from fans and neighbors and family members? How stressful is it this time for some players, and how might it be in the Buffalo dressing room, would you think, right now?
Well, I'm going to venture a guess that in the Buffalo room it's really not that stressful. I think that feeling, if you will, has been probably pushed down from the general manager. If anybody is likely to go, they've probably known it for a long time. So I don't think it's something that has just popped up. So as a professional, I think you're incredibly aware of that at all times. I really don't anticipate an awful lot happening for this group on Monday. But maybe I'm wrong on that. But I suspect it'll be pretty quiet, and maybe even more so now because of their current run of games that has, prevented them from being in a position where you're trying to hold on to that last spot and maybe adding a little bit more. I really don't think that that's the case. And then, on the flip side, I'm not sure what you'd be parting with right now, other than the obvious spots where you could move one or two of the veteran defensemen to teams that need that seventh, eighth, ninth guy come playoff time.
Brian Duff, MSG, host of the Sabres here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. You have Marty Baron there in studio with you as well, and he's got a keen eye for what's going on between the pipes. We know that the defensive play has been atrocious for a good chunk of the season for the Sabres, but what about the play of Linus Ullmark? And we have a soft spot for Linus being that he was just here last year. We want to see him succeed. Does Linus have it? Is any of this on him? And we saw bad goal Friday night against the Rangers last week.
Oh, I think, as I mentioned, I think a lot of, I think the entirety of the last 37 games is on everyone. So the goaltenders are certainly not immune. I think Hutton's got 3 wins in his last 16 appearances. For a while it was completely accepted, if you will, from the coaching staff because he felt like his goaltender wasn't getting any goals of support. But I think, I think Ullmark and Hutton have had their down moments here for sure with the group. I don't think it takes away from what Linus can ultimately accomplish. I'm going to assume that it's, not unlike most other netminders that had earned a little bit more time than perhaps what some expected. And then all of a sudden things don't go well for the team. Let's be real here. I mean, some of the defensive coverages or lack thereof in front of these goaltenders is alarming, and it doesn't put you in a very good spot. But that being said, there have been times when I've seen Linus look a little sharper than what he's looked lately. So my hope is simply that he just finds a way to get back into something a little more similar to what we saw again in the first 3 months. And I think he's absolutely capable of it. I love his mindset. I really do. If anything, I think he's just continued to have a little bit of growth in that regard because that's what he's been striving for, and he's not lost sight of that. So from a professionalism and maturity standpoint, I think he's on the right path. I think he'd be lying if he wasn't incredibly disappointed with how this, this last 30-plus games has gone.
Ryan, just your thoughts on a couple of Amherst that have gone up. C.J. Smith sticking around this time. Lawrence Pilot, you follow the team closer. What is your impression of both of these players since they've gone up?
Well, I remember the loss against Tampa the last time they were in Buffalo, and Lawrence, took a step back, if you will, that night because it was his unfortunate turnover in a tie game that that led to the Tampa go-ahead goal. What I was saddened by the next game was that he wasn't in the lineup, and I felt like he had done more than enough at that point to warrant playing through a tough moment like that. But again, these are part of its numbers, obviously. I think he's had the toughest stretch of his time at the NHL level here in the last month. So if he doesn't go tonight, I won't be surprised. From C.J. Smith's standpoint, I can't I can't be unlike most other people when I say I really wish he would get a maybe a greater opportunity. But right now, they just don't have an awful lot of depth at the center ice position that would put him in a spot to play with, you know, a more offensive-minded center. So it's tough, right? Like, there was opportunity, I think, for him to play in those top 6 minutes in Rochester, and CJ did everything that he possibly could. But right now, I think most people agree that there's a bottom nine and maybe not a top six for the Sabres, and that, you know, that prevents CJ from being in perhaps the best possible position to succeed offensively. So I still think there's, you know, we all need to see a little bit more from CJ, and I'm hopeful that he continues to stay on the right path. But,
see,
you know, possession-wise, I mean, those kind of numbers are pretty good for CJ right now in limited duty. He's just a hard guy to evaluate based on what and who he's playing with.
Brian Duff on MSG tonight, 7:30, the Sabres in Tampa to take on the Lightning. And Duffer, we know that Tampa is one of, if not the best team in the league. But these Sabres, from time to time this year, it really feels, for a lot of the year actually, it feels like they play to the level of their competition. And I'm trying to find a silver lining here, but could it be that this is one of those nights where the Sabres just show up and they give Tampa all they can handle?
I think so. They're overdue. In my opinion, for that kind of game, I think the closest, I know the Islander game was a good result. I thought they were probably better against Winnipeg the game before when they lost. But, you know, when I think of how the 10-game winning streak ended, it was a 5-4 loss in Tampa. They had a 4-3 lead in the third period. They busted their tails that night. And then even in the most recent game here, like I said, they were again in a position to win in the third period. It got away from them. But I would like to think that they're definitely capable of pushing it right to the end here, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens. It would be a bitter pill to swallow to see them go in there and get run out of the building. And especially because they're all fully aware of that can happen if they're not disciplined in their game. So, you know, we'll see what happens. The season series has been pretty good and entertaining against the Lightning this year. So I would hope that would be the case again tonight.
Brian Duff joining us here in the sports bar. Brian, you brought up the Amerks, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for a quick thought on that, because you called a few of those playoff games with Don Stevens last year, and it was a quick exit. And you brought up how Syracuse, they're tough too. You don't win the division, you might be getting Toronto in the first round. So from what happened last year in the quick exit, in the blink of an eye, Amerik season done, what would have this, you know, virtually the same group of guys, what would they have to learn from last year to carry into this year?
Well, I think the team is already structured a little bit differently from a physicality standpoint. So I think you notice that on a pretty regular basis. The challenge for Chris Taylor is going to be how to utilize those guys and hope that you get the right result on night one, because those opening rounds are so short, you don't want to be in a guessing game with who I should play and who I shouldn't. Now, it's going to be unfair, obviously, because every time I see Taylor, I just marvel at what he's been able to get from, like, you can't even call them the bottom six or the fourth line, because there's like a fifth line and then maybe even part of a sixth, you know, because there have been so many bodies going through there. Like Remy Ellie right now has come down and played so well. Mm-hmm. Is Ellie a bottom six, or is he actually a top six with how well he's playing with that group right now, you know? Because he obviously, based on his NHL time, he can play with anybody down there. So you just hope that the coach has a great handle on who to have ready to go in night one. I would slightly disagree with, you know, that the roster's almost the same. I mean, I guess in a large number, yes, but a very critical piece is Victor Olofsson. Another piece, one would assume, based on the minutes that he's garnered this year, is Rasmus Asplund. So those are going to be big challenges, right, for these guys once the playoffs begin. But they should have enough players carrying over from last year to not be, you know, caught up in the intensity of night one of the playoffs. So I think the depth is terrific, and there's no question that they've been deep on the blue line. One has to assume that if Buffalo doesn't make it, that Lawrence Pilot would be back there for Rochester, which, again, the Amerks were going pretty hot when Pilot and Redmond were dominating from the point position. So really happy with Redmond's story. Great to see him come back from injury last night. I mean, this is just, you knew that he was brought back for a reason, but no one could have anticipated, I don't think, that this type of incredible offensive year and what that means to the whole group.
Brian Duff, you can see him tonight on MSG, the Sabres and the Lightning, 7:30 tonight. You can hear the action here on ESPN Rochester as well, and join myself and Gino and Brian will be at Crosscheck Cancer as well, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, the Bill Gray's Regional
Ice Plex. I've got Brian Duff for 2 goals and an assist, and I have
How
you.
Long is the game?
We got 3 20-minute runtime periods. But, you know, Gene's running.
Running time, oh, God.
Yeah, running time.
So
Gene's right next to the scoreboard operator, so we can, you know, we can fudge things if
yeah.
we need to.
We can skip ahead if you want, yeah.
Oh, so you can fudge the game sheet is what you're saying. Okay,
absolutely.
Like
yes.
Yes, Gene's accepting bribes under the table, and it's all for a good cause, Gilda's Club Rochester.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I'll make the donation.
Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love
we'll
it.
Just up the donation. Perfect.
Brian, it's great hearing your voice. Thank you for your time, as always. You're the best. We'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yeah, I can't wait, guys. Sunday's going to be a great day for all of us and for all the right reasons. We'll see you then. Thanks.
You got it. Brian Duff, MSG. You can see him tonight calling the Sabres and the Lightning, and a game that you can also hear here on ESPN Rochester.
By the way, it will be Victor Olofsson, Rasmus Asplund, Kyle Kruskola scheduled to be signing autographs. They're not going to be on the ice, but they will be in attendance at the Crosscheck Cancer.
Yeah, and you get your tickets at the door if you want. They're cheap, and all the proceeds go to Gilda's Club Rochester. It's a great night out for the family. If you're an Amerks fan, you got to check it out and do a good thing for our community. Great organization at Gilda's Club Rochester. Crosscheck Cancer. Brian Duff from MSG will be there. I will be there. Gene will be there. Duffy from our sister station, 96.5 WCMF, will be there as well. Former Amerks. A lot of good names and a lot of fun to be had Sunday afternoon in Henrietta. If you missed that conversation with Brian Duff, we'll have it for you shortly on demand at ESPNRochester.com. Come up next, we go around the NFL with the top stories of the day. It's NFL appetizers. Appetizers always brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, the Bills made a move today, and a former Buffalo Bill, he's back. Not with Buffalo. We'll see where he lands. Carlos Williams, also in a Matt Paradise update. Lots happening here coming up in appetizers.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.